tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We believe we have overcome our issues here in the press box at Brucey High School, some internet challenges. some technical problems with the laptop or brain trust. We think we have hurdled those obstacles, and we're set to bring you game two of this afternoon's doubleheader between the homestanding Rushi Raiders, now 17-3 on the year, against Fort Recovery, 10-8 on the campaign. First game of the Twin Bill won by Rushi 4-3 on a seventh inning base hit by Zane Chappie. That was the base knock that scored the decisive run. Rushi, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. Fort Recovery, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error in that opening game of the doubleheader. Rushi triumphant, as I said, for the 17th time this season. In the Shelby County Athletic League, Rushi is 10-1. 12th game and final game in league play coming up Thursday here against Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie is in the lead in the standings by virtue of the win over Rushi at Fort Loramie a couple weeks ago, 6-1. Fort Recovery is 4-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. On top is St. Henry with a mark of 8-0. Four teams sit back at 5-3, including Coldwater, Minster, Delta St. John's, and Versailles. Fort Recovery is an even 4-4 in Midwest Athletic Conference action. We've got very dim sunshine, a layer of clouds overhead here at Rushi. Wind earlier today was blowing in from right center. Right now, the American flag to the left of the scoreboard in deep right field is hanging limp. Wind not a factor. The chance of rain is very slight. Good afternoon for the second game of a high school doubleheader here at Rushi. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. New and used machines, parts, and service, the CNC solution, Knox Machinery. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com, online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, your very best sports page coverage around. Thanks to our Rushi sponsors, the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. Make your gift ideas come to life, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. Also the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi as well. In addition, we say hello to some Fort Loramie folks, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. We say hi to Nick Fullenkamp, all the associates at Custom Foam. Well, here we go to start game two. Rushi won the opening game of the Twin Bill 4-3. Ross Fissinger, the right-hander, on the mound for the Rushi Raiders in our second contest. He throws the ball, then a pitch down the middle that's fouled off, and we're underway in our second game of this doubleheader between Fort Recovery and the Rushi Raiders. Landon Post, senior shortstop for Fort Recovery, is in hitting with a 1-2 count to start off the second game of the Twin Bill. Pitching in the bottom of the first for Fort Recovery will be one of the young men who's in this pitching rotation for the Indians this year, sophomore Caden Greasy. Jade Count started game number one for, I should say Jude Count, started game number one for the Rushi Raiders. And Ben opened up on the mound for Fort Recovery. You went very deep into the game.
He finished it.
He went all, complete game. He went all the way and went into the seventh and gave up the decisive run.
Yep.
We've got a strikeout called to start game two. Landon Post looked at a pitch on the outside corner, thought maybe it missed the edge, but the plate umpire said it was a strike. Here's Caden Greasy. He is the second game pitcher, right-hand batter for Fort Recovery, with one down here in the top of the first inning. Curveball by Fissinger, tapped to third. Quinter to his left, gobbles it up, fires to counts at first for the out, two away for Fort Recovery in the top of inning number one. Let's set up Rushi defensively for you. Hayden Quinter at third, Braylon Cordonia at short, Xavier Flippo at second, Jude Counts is at first. Outfield, Braden Monin in left, Zane Chappie in center, Felix Francis in right. Ross Fissinger is on the bump, and it's Zeb Schultze, a sophomore behind the plate, filling in for the freshman Unverfirth here in the second game. We've got a called strike and a swinging strike on Rammel. Cale Rammel, the third hitter in the lineup for Fort Recovery, and he's down. No balls and two strikes. No score, top of the first. And Fissinger fires as the ball chopped on three big hops to Cordonia at shortstop for the Raiders. He has it easily, fires a bullet across the diamond. It counts out at first base. And we played the top of the first. No score for Fort Recovery. Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Welcome back to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, bottom of the first inning, game two of the doubleheader between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Rushi Raiders. Fort Recovery attired in the bright purple jerseys, white pants with thin purple stripes, purple headgear, at least a purple bills, black caps on top. Rushi in that Raiders gold. I love it. You can see him a mile away. Gold jerseys, Rushi in blue, outlined in white across the chest, white pants. And here we go with the first hitter for the Rushi Raiders in the bottom of the first inning. It is second baseman Xavier Flippo fouling one at the plate, high in the air, behind the screen, into the stands. No balls and one strike on Flippo.
They have kind of a Colorado Rockies look to their uniforms, don't they?
Oh, I love it. Caden Greasy on the mound, right-hander for Fort Recovery. Sophomore strides plateward up above the head of the hitter. Flippo for a ball, one and one on him. Defensively for Fort Recovery, third baseman is Jackson Irvin, shortstop Landon Post. There's a ball flared out into short right field. Yes, it's a base hit. Lands about 10 feet on the grass. Single for Flippo as he drops one in front of the right fielder for a knock. And he's on at first to start the bottom of the first inning for Rushi, which won game one by a final score of 4-3, winning it on a Zane Chappie base hit in the seventh inning. Let's see what's in order here for nine-year head coach Kevin Flippo and his Raiders. See if some kind of a game is on with Zane Chappie, the center fielder, batting second. And he bunts up the first baseline foul. No balls and a strike on Chappie. Ramel in center for Fort Recovery. Wyatt Benn in left. Tucker Overman gets the start in right field. He didn't play in game one. And Brody Hart is behind the plate for Fort Recovery. Hart, a freshman. And he joins the other half of the battery, Greasy, on the mound for Fort Recovery, who throws over to first twice. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Chappie. Zane, outstanding season at the plate, about 375. There goes Flippo. The pitch to the plate is dropped by the catcher. Easy swipe by the second base bag by Flippo for Rushi, which has a runner at second. Nobody out, bottom of the first. It was a called strike on the hitter, Chappie.
Wow.
Flippo down at the second base bag in scoring position right away for the Rushi Raiders. Here's the two-strike pitch coming up to Chappie. Feet spread apart at the plate. He takes a big, hefty cut and skies it in the infield to third. The Fort Recovery third baseman, Jackson Irvin, snags it for the out. One away for Rushi here in the bottom of the first inning on the pop to third. Braylon Cordonier, sophomore, shortstop, now hitting. Cordonier's been in the 400s all year batting. He's right around 470 right now.
Jeez.
Runner at second, one away for Rushi. Bottom of the first, no score. Big curveball, Greasy. Yes, he snapped it in and over. Good hook. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on the batter, Braylon Cordonier. Outfield pulls around to the right. Right fielder for Fort Recovery. Overman very deep. And Cordonier spanks a single into center field between the second baseman and the second base bag. Romping around third, scoring easily is Flippo. That ball was wrapped sharply by Cordonier. He gets a ribby. And Rushi's on the board, 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. One down. Cleanup hitter steps in for the Raiders. It is Braden Monin, the left fielder, a junior. Monin, 386 on the year. Monin spread wide apart at the plate. And here's Cordonier off and running. Swing on the first pitch. Sky to short right center. Coming on is Overman. He's got it as he waved the second baseman off. And Cordonier sprinted back to first.
They had that base stolen if he hadn't swung at it.
Oh, yeah, he might have been able to steal second and third in one pitch. He had that big a jump. No, I'm kidding, but he was off and running. But Monin hits a tall fly ball to short right center. So we've got one on with two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the first. A run in. Raiders 1, Indians nothing. Third baseman Hayden Quinter steps plateward. Hitting 333 on the year in a bit of a slump. Takes the initial pitch for a ball upstairs. 1-0 on the junior, Quinter. Center fielder straight away for Fort Recovery. Left fielder off the line quite a ways. Here's a steal attempt by Rushi, and it's an easy one. Cordonier this time is in safely. The count 1-1 on the batter, Quinter. So Cordonier denied of a steal a batter ago when the pitch on which he stole was fly to short right for an out. Gets his theft here, and Greasy's third pitch to the Rushi batter Quinter is wide for a ball, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Quinter. Big hole between third and short. Left fielder deep. Quinter fouls it to the screen. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Kevin Flippo, head coach of Rushi, year number 9. And Kevin Eink in year number 2 is the mentor of the Fort Recovery program. Here's Greasy into the stretch, looks back at second, throws a curveball to Quinter, who lifts it foul out of play beyond us over the press box to the right of home. Still 2-2 with two out. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a series of brand new sponsors. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number 1 in Shelby County. Realty 2000, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the area. There's a ball way outside to Quinter, and it goes full, 3-2. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Here is the full count pitch. Again, looped foul, out of play over the screen. On the 3-2 count, the runner, Cordonier, was scooting toward third with the pitch.
He had it. If that ball would have been hit even in shortly into the outfield, he would have scored.
Sure would have. Very deep and left for Fort Recovery is Wyatt Benn.
And his center and right's kind of in.
Here is the full count pitch once again. Oh, no, a throwback to second. High. Very good play by the shortstop of Fort Recovery. Nicely done by Post, who leaped into the air and prevented that ball from rolling on out into center field. Three balls, two strikes, two out. One run in for Rushi. Full count pitch to Quinter. Gets away from the catcher. It was low and outside. Cordonier moves up to third. Quinter's on at first with the base on balls. Runners on the corners for Felix Francis. Rushi in front, 1-0. Bottom of the first. Fissinger on the bump for Rushi. Made quick work of Fort Recovery in the top of the opening inning. And Felix Francis hitting .341, playing right field here in game 2. He was at first base in game 1 at the start when Counts was on the hill. Here's Greasy's pitch, and it's stroked to short. Oh, a nice backhand play with a shortstop for Fort Recovery. Makes a throw to first in time. Oh, wow. Was that ever close? It just nipped Francis by an eyelash. Outstanding backhand maneuver by Landon Post to Fort Recovery to save a run. But Rushi scores 1. We've played 1. Rushi 1, Fort Recovery nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Ross Fissinger back to the hill for the Rushi Raiders to start inning number 2. cleanup hitter in the lineup for Fort Recovery, steps into the box. That's first baseman Daniel Patch. He is the senior first baseman. Big 6'4" right-hand swinger. Way up in the box, Fissinger throws upstairs for a ball. 1-1 on Patch. First game to the Twin Bill started just after 10 o'clock. Rushi pulled it out in the seventh by a score of 4-3. Here's a sharp line drive by Patch right to the shortstop, Cordonier of the Rushi Raiders. He glided to his right and speared it for the out. Four up, four down for Fort Recovery here at the start of this game. Wyatt Benn, the left fielder for Fort Recovery, steps in. He is another right-hand batter for the visiting Indians. Fissinger throws a high fastball upstairs, 1-0, the count on Bend. Fort Recovery coming off a Thursday win over New Bremen in the Midwest Athletic Conference by a score of 3-0. There's a ball fisted to short in the air. Easy play for Gardonier. He takes three gliding strides to his left, catches on the dirt. Out behind the second base bag for out number two.
Well, so far they've put the ball in play against Fissinger. A couple of times they hit him hard right at somebody, and the other times they're not getting a lot of metal on the ball.
Nope. This Fort Recovery team so far has been handcuffed by Fissinger, who's been getting in on the knuckles of the Fort Recovery batters. Sage Wendell, second baseman here in game two. Right-hand batter for Fort Recovery takes strike one. No balls and a strike. Fissinger getting ahead. Fastball, yep, outside corner above the belt. Strike two called. Top of the second, Rushi one, Fort Recovery nothing. Fissinger on a roll on the bump so far for Rushi. Five up, five down for Fort Recovery. As the hitter climbs the ladder on a fastball upstairs and fouls it over the screen. Nothing and two on Wendell. Wendell, the second baseman for Fort Recovery, a junior. Another foul ball at the plate. Count remains nothing and two. Rushi, one run, two hits, no errors. Fort Recovery, nothing on the board so far. Another foul on a pitch at the letters. Good rising heater from Fissinger. Count remains nothing and two. Head coach of Fort Recovery, Kevin Eink, second year. It's his second head coaching job. He was at Indian Lake from 2009 to 13. Jerry Kaup, the previous coach for Fort Recovery, was at the helm for 11 years. Had about a 500 mark, guided the Indians to a back-to-back Division IV state berths in 15 and 16, and he won the MAC championship, guiding the Indians to the title in 2018. Here's a drop third strike. Wendell is out as the catcher, Schultze for Rushi, fires down to counts, and there are three away for Fort Recovery here in the second. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Rushi one, Fort Recovery nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these additional underwriting sponsors. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna. Make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street-legal golf cart from Brunson. And thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Rushi comes calling at the plate here in the bottom of the second, in front by a score of 1-0, having gotten a couple of base hits in the first. And Rushi starts the bottom of the second with a single. It's the first game pitcher, Jude Counts, who laces a shot into right center. Over to cut it off is the right fielder for Fort Recovery. Counts on at first. So Flippo's gotten a single. Braylon Cordonier a base knock so far in this game for Rushi. And now Jude Counts starts the bottom of the second with a hard hit to right center. A run, three hits for the Raiders. Fort Recovery, six up, six down. Bottom of inning number two, Ross Fissinger hitting just under 300, senior pitcher for Rushi. Feet spread well apart at the plate. Third baseman for Fort Recovery is up looking for the bunt. Ooh, there's a pretty close throw to first by the pitcher, Greasy. Just getting back is Counts. Patch put the tag on him. The first baseman for Fort Recovery was just a hair late. Third baseman sneaking up. Pitch by Greasy. There goes Counts. Outside pitch to the plate. Counts steals second easily. A one-bounce throw off the mark down at second. This Fort Recovery team came into the game with the four players well over 85% in terms of success rate stealing on the bases. Rushi will steal you blind as well. Counts a steal there. And now Fissinger with a ball and no strikes. Probably hitting away. Counts already in scoring position. Left fielder for Fort Recovery, Ben, is mighty deep. Shortstop, Post, sneaking in behind. Counts at second. First baseman now, Patch, up in front of first base. Now sneaking into the grass, expecting a bunt from Fissinger, who looks at one in the outside corner at the knees, and it's a ball and a strike. 1-1 on Ross Fissinger. Left foot is way up at the front edge of the box. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-1. One of those situations, Chuck, where if you are on the mound for Fort Recovery, you want to try and get the bottom of the order out. You don't want to put anybody on here.
Yep, you don't want to see the top of the order with people on base.
There goes Counts. Throw to the plate, strike, swing and a miss. Oh, the throw to third eludes the third baseman, rolls out into short left, and dashing home is Counts with Rushi's second run.
And they had him at third base, too, if the third baseman just makes that catch.
I agree. I believe he was out, and technically I would score the error on the third baseman.
Me too. The throw hit the dirt, but Wayne, you if nothing else, you got to knock that down.
It looked like the throw was right at the bottom of the third baseman's glove, and he didn't come up with it cleanly. Perhaps tried to make the tag a little bit too quickly. The count is 2-2, 2-2 on Fissinger. So we've got an E5 is how we'll score it for the time being. As Kevin Eink, head coach for Fort Recovery, makes a stroll to the mound and returns. No one on now. Two runs home for Rushi, one in the first, one here in the second. Raiders continue to bat. Fissinger, 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And he K's on a pitch about thigh high on the outside corner. Sophomore Zeb Schulte doing the catching in game two for Cooper Unverfirth. Schulte from the right side of the plate. swings the bat back and forth. Third baseman, even with the bag, Schulze cuts at a high fastball, strike one. Nothing and one on Schulze. Shortstop post, shading the second base bag slightly for Fort Recovery. Second baseman sneaks in a step or two, breaking pitch upstairs, one and one on the Raiders hitter, Zeb Schulze in the nine hole. Xavier Flippo on deck. Curveball off the end of the bat, fouled into the Fort Recovery dugout alongside first. And we are now basking in sunshine here at Rushi.
Yeah.
It's been an in-and-out day in terms of sunny skies. We began with sun, then some cloud cover, a little more sun, cloud cover, sun again. Breaking pitch outside off the plate, and it goes to a ball and two strikes on Schulze.
Yeah, it was pretty cool here at 8 o'clock this morning when we got here.
One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the second. Raiders have scored one to up the lead to 2-0. Big curveball by Greasy, well off the plate, 2-2 count. So far on the bump for Rushi, Fissinger has been perfect. Six batters faced, six retired. Fastball by Greasy, swung on and cracked in the air along the right field line by the hitter for the Rushi Raiders, Zeb Schulze. And the right fielder coasts over, camps under, catches in the person of Tucker Overman for Fort Recovery. Ball skied to right, two down for Rushi here in the second. Xavier Flippo hitting, he singled to start the game for the Raiders in the bottom of the first. Greasy throws a high fastball off the mitt of the catcher to the backstop. We'd also like to extend a big thank you here to the Anna Market, where you buy only the highly select Chairman's Reserve meats, beef, and pork. The top 10% in color, marbling, texture, and taste. That's Chairman's Reserve meats available at the Anna Market. 2-0, the count on Flippo. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Myers Tavern in Botkins. Stephen Ted's in Anna. An HVAC plumbing and electrical expert. Also on the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Drop into Jackson Center Pro Hardware and tell Darren Yingst you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 3-0 pitch to Flippo is a strike on the inside edge at the letters, 3-1. Rushi leads 2-0, bottom of the second, a run home, no one on. 3-1 pitch to Flippo, just off the plate outside, he's aboard. Here's Zane Chappie, who popped to third to record the first out for Rushi in the bottom of the first inning. And you can bet Flippo will be off and running. He inches away from first. There goes the secondary lead. And there's a whiff at the plate by Chappie, who tried to stroke one to right field. Couldn't get a piece of it. Nothing and one on Zane. Secondary lead by Flippo at first. Greasy looks that way. Low and outside. A ball, a strike. 1-1 on Chappie.
I don't have a problem with Flippo trying to steal second here, because if he's out, you got the top of the order starting the next inning.
Chappie at 375 on the year, had a good season at the plate for sure. Uh-oh, there goes the runner on first down to second. A delayed steal on the play by Flippo. The throw from the catcher went to first initially. Yep. First baseman Patch fired it down to short, but then Flippo, with a head start, beat the tag easily. The count is 2-1 on Chappie, runner in scoring position with two down for the Raiders in the bottom of the second. And Chappie bends away from a pitch in at his waist, and the count is stretched out to 3-1. 3-1 on Chappie for the Raiders here in the bottom of the second inning. Chappie takes it upstairs, ball four. And he's on with a walk. Rushi has a run and a hit in this inning. Leadoff base knock, but Jude counts. He eventually scored. Rushi now with runners at first and second. And the third man in the lineup, Braylon Cordonier, left-hand hitting shortstop, steps in. Sophomore singled in the first for Rushi. There's a low and in curveball, 1-0. Greasy, the Fort Recovery pitcher, shakes his head a little bit. He wanted that one. Two on for the Raiders. Bottom of the second, Rushi in front, 2-0. Pitch to Cordonier. Strike called above the knees on the inside half. 1-1 on Cordonier. Outfield deep and around to the right. In fact, Tucker Overman is about 275 from home plate in right field. Pitch to Cordonier in at the knees, and it's 2-1. It's about 3:15 down both lines here at Rushi High School. 3:57 in the gaps. Then it flattens out to 3:50 in straightaway center. Two on, two out. Rushi, bottom of the second. Pitch by Greasy to Cordonier is yanked foul. Hard grounder past the first base coaching box. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Rushi leads 2-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning here at Rushi. Second game of a doubleheader. Rushi victorious in game one on a Chappy single in the seventh. Raiders victorious 4-3. Pitch to Cordonier, breaking ball, outside corner, yes, good hook. Plate umpire gave the pitcher the benefit of the doubt. Cordonier looked it over, it was there, he was fooled, frozen by the curve. Two innings complete, Rushi 2, Fort Recovery nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. 40 years in business, our experience, your style at Cutaway. Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie. We've got a passion for what we do. We protect what you value and give you peace of mind. And Spherion Staffing and Recruiting, offices from Dayton to Lima, including Sydney and St. Mary's. Spherion, it works. Go to ApplyOhio.com. ApplyOhio.com, Spherion Staffing and Recruiting. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Brody Hart, the catcher here in game two for Fort Recovery. And he goes fishing for a low outside off-speed pitch, and it's a ball and two strikes on Hart. Brody Hart, Jackson Irvin, Tucker Overman here in the third for Fort Recovery. There's a big bender, just missed the inside corner. Fissinger got the hitter off the plate. Curveball snapped around the inside edge. 2-2 pitch. Fastball popped in the air over our heads atop the press box alongside first here at Rushi. 2-2. On the hitter for Fort Recovery. 2-2 pitch on the way. Big bender And it was ducked by the batter. Fitchinger's pitch nearly caught the inside corner above the waist. But once again, it broke around the plate. And the count goes full, 3-2. Fitchinger fires. Fastball is pasted on the ground to short. Charging is Cordonier up with it. Whips it on to first base to counts for the out. Seven up, seven down so far for Fort Recovery in this game. Last play went from 6-3. Cordonier to counts.
Russi has a wealth of arms, and that is a big plus for high school baseball. They also play really good defense. That combination will take you a long way.
Here is Jackson Irvin, senior third baseman for Fort Recovery. And he swings and misses at a fastball up in the chest. Nothing and one on Irvin. Curveball by Fitchinger. Oh, it bit at the plate. Fell off the table, and it's topped foul by the batter Irvin into the Rushi dugout. No balls, two strikes on the batter for Fort Recovery. Rushi leads 2-0, top of the third. High fastball by Fitchinger, wasted up and away, and it's a ball and two strikes. Yeah, we saw Braden Monin, who plays left field, second base, and pitches well. He did so nicely in relief in game one for the Rushi Raiders as a ball is looped into right center field off the bat of Irvin for Fort Recovery, and it's a Texas League single. Little humpback liner drops. First hit for Fort Recovery, which has a runner on board at first with one out here in the third. And Tucker Overman, the right fielder for Fort Recovery, glides into the right-hand batting box. Fitchinger looks at counts at first, throws to Overman, and he misses a breaking ball. Strike one. Big hole left side of the diamond for the batter Overman for Fort Recovery. Flippo shading second base for the Raiders. Left fielder well off the line. There's an up and away fastball swung on and missed by Overman, who couldn't get a piece of that one so far. Fitchinger has looked good on the initial two pitches to Overman. One on, one out, Fort Recovery, top of the third. Fastball by Fitchinger upstairs. Ball one, strike two. On deck, Landon Post, leadoff hitter for Fort Recovery. One of two strikeout victims so far in this game. Fitchinger's curveball, swing and a miss for strike three. As the hitter Overman cut over the top of that one, PKs, and Landon Post steps in. Fort Recovery with its first hit of the game here in the third. Rushi leads 2-0. Indians have one on, two out. Post is struck out to start the game. Looks at a pitch well off the plate, outside, ball one. Third baseman Quinter even with the bag for the Raiders. Second baseman for Rushi is extremely deep. That's Flippo. All fouled back. The ball a strike. 1-1. A little hazy sunshine at the moment here at Rushi. A lot of cirrus and stratus clouds overhead. Breeze coming in from right center field. It was blowing harder earlier today. There's a whiff at the plate by the hitter as Landon Post couldn't catch up to Fitchinger's fastball. He's behind in the count. 1-2 is Post. Throw to first to counts. Oh, it gets through. And the runner on first base, Irvin, gets up and wheels his way down to second base. Throwing error by Fitchinger. And now with the count 1-2 on Post, Fort Recovery has a man in scoring position. Down at second is Irvin, who singled and moves up on the errant throw to first base. A ball, two strikes on Post. Fitchinger fires, curveball nubbed foul to the first base coaching box. With two outs, Chuck, one of those situations where press on, get the hitter. Don't worry about the runner so much.
Yep, you got to let that guy go. I mean, you don't have a big lead, so he scores on a little single. But
there's a curveball chopped in the air. Oh, it's speared by Fissinger on the bump. Good play by Ross Fissinger, who leaped off his feet, snagged it, flipped on the counts for the out. He goes from 1-3. Fort Recovery gets a hit, doesn't score. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Rushi 2, Fort Recovery nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
It is the bottom of the third here at Rushi. Raiders 2, Fort Recovery nothing. Rushi coming to bat. And it is Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, Felix Francis, 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup, facing the pitcher Greasy for Fort Recovery. Monin fouls out of play over first, beyond the fence. No balls, a strike on Monin for the Rushi Raiders. He skied to right in the first inning. There's a pitch bouncing toward home. Scoots beyond the catcher to the screen. 1-1 on the hitter Monin. Three hits so far for Rushi, which has benefited from three bases on balls so far in this game. Creasy's pitch. Monin chops to third. Foul. Couple steps outside the line. It was snagged by Jackson Irvin, third baseman for Fort Recovery. And the count goes to 1-2. Like to thank the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Big curveball to Monin just off the plate outside. For these two teams here today, there are key building components, and it's been all about pitching so far. Fissinger, three innings for Rushi on the mound. He's faced 10, giving up one hit. There's a ball lifted along the right field line, pretty deep. It's curling out of play. About 20 feet foul. That ball was sliced by Monin and hit well. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2-2. Key building component for these two clubs so far, right out there on the hill. Fissinger has sparkled so far for the Raiders. He's economized his pitches, giving up just one hit. Here is Greasy's pitch on the plate to Monin. It's a curveball, and Monin keeps his hand back and then hits it into right field for a base hit. The right fielder overruns it on the bounce. It gets beyond him. Monin doesn't stop at first, and he speeds on into second base.
Great job by the first base coach, who noticed the ball got away and made sure that Monin got to second.
Single and an error or a double, Chuck?
It's got to be a single and an error, because the ball hopped and the right fielder touched it with his glove, just knocked it down.
Off-speed pitch. Monin did a nice job keeping the hands back and was able to push that ball into right center. It hit on the ground several feet in front of the right fielder, Overman, and then it skidded away from him. And you're right, Monin was aware, a very, very alert base-running play by him. He didn't hesitate at first. He made the mad dash to second, got in easily ahead of the throw. The count, a ball and no strikes on Quinter. Throw back to second. He's in safely. Heck of a play by the shortstop post for Fort Recovery.
I'm just surprised that they hold him on with the shortstop with a right-handed batter up. And that's twice now that Greasy has almost thrown the ball into center field trying to pick him off at second.
That's a gaping cavity over there on the left side of the diamond. Low and away to Quinter, and it goes to 2-0. Braden Monin is at second. No one out for Rushi. Bottom of the third. Raiders lead it 2-0. Quinter holds the bat high. Squares to bunt. Chops at it. Missed it. And it's 2-2. 2-1.
Yeah, that would have been 3 if he hadn't waved at it.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi. Pitch to Quinter, bunted foul off the plate. Count goes to 2-2. As we noted, the key building components for these two teams in Game 2 today, well, so far, it's been pitching. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Quinter. No one out. Rushi leads 2-0. Bottom of the third. High fastball. Quinter started, checked in time, and it goes full. 3-2 on Quinter. Greasy, the pitcher for Fort Recovery, needs to avert a big scoring inning. He wants it out right now. Pitch to Quinter. Pounded to short. Nice play by Post, who goes to third. Very good awareness for the shortstop of Fort Recovery, who nabs Monin at third base. And that's one of those fundamental plays. Well, when you run the bases, Chuck, if it's hit to the left side of the diamond and you're on second, you don't dare go to third.
Not the first out.
You might, if the shortstop deep in the hole makes a long throw to first, you might tear off to third after he delivers the ball in the air to the first baseman.
No, that was just an easy play by the shortstop to third. He was out by three steps.
Ball hit to the right of second base. Yeah, you take off to third. But poor base running blunder there by the Raiders. Monin out at third. And the count is no balls and a strike on Rushi's new hitter, Felix Francis. Quinter hit the ball pretty hard to short. But it was a dynamite play by the shortstop Post, who gunned to throw to third. And the tag was applied by Jackson Irvin of Fort Recovery. There's a ball hammered into right field for a base hit between Patch, the first baseman, and the second baseman for Fort Recovery. The right fielder, Overman, races in and scoops it up, but wheeling around second and digging hard into third on the play was the Rushi Raiders' Aiden Quinter. That was Felix Francis at home plate, who on a two-strike pitch smacked it into right field.
Did a great job of hitting the ball where it was pitched. Did kept his head down, put the ball out, didn't try to pull something, which would have been a ground ball to the shortstop.
And with Patch holding the runner on that last pitch of the plate, he had no chance to spear that line drive single. first and third now for Rushi. One out, bottom of the third. Raiders lead 2-0. First pitch is a strike, a swinging one. Jude Counts, who singled to lead off the second, is in the box now for Rushi. And let's see if Francis goes. He's the runner at first for recovery, thinking about him, throws over to first base. Francis back in the nick of time. Here is the pitcher, Greasy, for Fort Recovery into the stretch. Runner going. It's a high fastball. The throw is looped towards second base, cut off by the second baseman, as sneaking in front of the shortstop was Fort Recovery's second sacker, Sage Wendell. The ball didn't get all the way down to the second base bag as Fort Recovery gave up the steal by Francis, and Rushi now has runners at second and third, two on, 1-1 count, one down, high fastball to Counts, and he misses it for strike two.
That might have been the best fastball that Greasy's thrown today.
He had some hump on that one. He hummed that one in there. And Counts climbed the ladder. 1-2 pitch on the way, but Greasy, another high fastball, and it might have plunked the hitter Counts up on the left bicep, and he's aboard, hit batsman. We're in the bottom of inning number three. Rushi already leads 2-0, and the Raiders have the bases full with one down.
Counts rubbed a little dirt on it. He's ready to play.
Here is Fissinger with the sacks clogged. Winding, pitching is Greasy. And Fissinger lifts a long, high fly ball to pretty deep center field. It is Cale Ramel retreating. He has it for the out, but tagging at third and scoring easily on the play for the Rushi Raiders is Hayden Quinter.
Well, good coaching that time, because right as soon as the ball was hit, they were yelling three. They knew they were not going to get him out to plate. They did not want the runner at second to advance.
So the runners at first and second for Rushi remain. And zipping home from third was Quinter, and it's 3-0 Raiders. Two down for Zeb Schulze, ninth hitter in the order. Ball grounded right back to the mound, gloved on the play by Greasy, and he tosses on to Patch for the out. That ball bear hugged the grass, and the pitcher Greasy got the mitt down and made the play. Three full innings complete. Rushi a run in the first, second, and third. Raiders 3, Fort Recovery nothing. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Fort Recovery Indians bat in the top of the fourth with Rushi on top, 3-0. having scored a run in each of the first three innings. And Fissinger pours in a strike, thigh high, outside corner, fastball. He's up in the count, 0-1 on Greasy, his counterpart. Jeez. The pitcher for Fort Recovery, who rifles a shot back up the middle. Great play at deep second base by the Raiders behind the second base bag in short center field. The throw onto first is late. But, wow, what a standout maneuver by Flippo of Rushi at second base. That ball looked like it was ticketed for center.
Oh, yeah.
But Flippo got it in the web. Dazzling backhand stop. Throw to counts, not in time. Beaten out at first by Greasy. Pitcher for Fort Recovery, who's aboard at first with hit number two in this game for the Indians. Center fielder Cale Ramel looks at a strike to begin the count on him. Nothing and one on Ramel. 3-0 Rushi, top of the fourth. Fort Recovery trying to stir something up. There's a ball jerked foul wide of the third base coaching box, and the count is no balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Ramel, the right-hand batting center fielder for Fort Recovery, who was out short to first back in the initial frame. Fissinger in the stretch, curveball low and away, runner goes, the throw from Schulze not nearly in time, good jump by the man on first.
Yeah. Perfect throw, wouldn't have had a chance.
Greasy stealing easily. Not sure why you steal necessarily. Down 3-0. But maybe you chip away and try to get back into the game, a run at a time. It worked. Pitch to Ramel, and that's a defensive swing. Bouncing ball to short, and the shortstop, Cordonier, for Rushi. He goes to third. The throw over there appears to be in time to get the out. The tag is laid down by Quinter. Yep, he got him.
Yeah, well, he tagged him pretty far up the body, but, you know, the ball got it almost happens every time. If the ball beats the runner, they call him out.
He was definitely out on that play, no question about it. How often, Chuck, do you see in back-to-back half innings, ground balls to short, throw going to third for the out? So after a steal of second, poor base running decision by Fort Recovery as Greasy is nailed at third, ground ball to the shortstop Cordonier, and he picked off the runner at third base.
And both times it was the first out of the inning.
Uh-oh, here's a pickoff attempt by Rushi, and the runner on first gets a late start. But the throw goes to counts, and then it's a tardy pitch down to Flippo at second, and getting in under the tag is Ramel.
Well, the problem there, too, is that the throw from first, the second baseman covering is not on the better angle. That should have been the shortstop covering that.
So the hitter is Patch for Fort Recovery. It's a strike. No balls, and he swings and drills a hard line drive to center field. It is caught in one bounce by Shappy. He charged it, made the fielding play. Runner at second, darts on to third. Patch is at first with a base wrap to center, and Fort Recovery has runners at first and third with one down here in the fourth, and wow. Fort Recovery would have a run in had it not been for the out at third base in this inning.
They're going through the second time. They're seeing Fissinger, and they're timing him up pretty well now.
One away for Fort Recovery, top of the fourth. Raiders lead 3-0. Indians threaten. Here's a big curveball with a lot of bite on it from Fissinger. It's a dandy. Wyatt Benn swings over the top. Nothing and one on Benn. There's a high breaking ball, 1-1, a ball, a strike.
Is this the five hitter?
Yes, Ben hits in the five hole, followed by Sage Wendell in the sixth spot. Patch, the cleanup hitter, on at first and third for Fort Recovery. 1-1 pitch, trying to time it up as Ben. He held back on the breaking ball as long as he could and then fouled it out of play. 1-2 on Ben. Rushi in the lead, 3-0. Top of the fourth. Fort Recovery's had its second and third hits in this game in this inning. Fastball up and away. 2-2 on Ben. Here's the action pitch for Fissinger right now. He wants to get Ben on this one. Outfield pretty deep and left for the Raiders. 2-2 pitch to Ben. Oh, what a breaking ball. Low and away. Snagged on the play by Schulze. Good job by him behind the plate. First base is occupied. Ball might have been trapped by the catcher, but with less than two out and a man at first, that is a strike three and an out.
And he did a real nice job of keeping the ball right there at his feet, too.
So Ben is out on strikes. Big whiff by Fissinger. Still runners at the corners for Sage Wendell of Fort Recovery, who keeps his hands back and hits a line drive into left field. Cordonier at shortstop for Rushi. He roamed off to his right, couldn't spear it, just out of his reach. Run scoring hit into left field by Wendell of Fort Recovery. And the Indians are on the board. Three safe hits here in the fourth inning. It's 3-1 Rushi. Brody Hart, the catcher for Fort Recovery, steps in. Fissinger has an excellent curveball. Fort Recovery, a few times in this frame, has done a good job staying back just long enough and then wristing balls to the outfield. First pitch to Hart is skied right at home plate. Zeb Schulze has got his work cut out for him here, and he catches.
Nice play.
Right behind the dish. Ball over the top of his head. Splendid job by the catcher, Schulze of the Raiders. And Fort Recovery is out. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Indians tallied a run in their half of the fourth. Rushi coming to bat in the bottom. It is Rushi 3, Fort Recovery 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You know, every day banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Rushi at the plate, leading 3-1. The count is a ball and a strike here on Xavier Flippo. He has singled and walked so far in this contest. Here's the windup, the pitch, Pagrizzi, and it's behind the head of Flippo. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on him.
That's probably a fist fight Thursday if that's a Fort Loramie guy thrown behind his head.
That is a very competitive, healthy rivalry as Rushi hosts Fort Loramie in a grudge match on Thursday evening here on scoresbroadcast.com. Weather looks good, and we'll be on the air at 4:25. Fort Loramie at Rushi on Thursday night. Tournament draw coming up tomorrow. Will be interesting to see who the top seed is. May not make a whole lot of difference in terms of the sectional tournament. The count is 3-2 as the pitcher Greasy for Fort Recovery has gone full on Xavier Flippo. Rushi leading 3-1, bottom of the fourth. Greasy strides toward the plate, and Flippo pops it in the air along the first base line. Athletic play by the pitcher Greasy into foul territory. He dropped it. He was about 3 or 4 feet in foul ground. He called off the first baseman Patch, took it on his own. It was in the mitt right below us and out.
He was looking where Patch was right when the ball got to his glove, took his eye off of it, and it popped out.
And the errors mount for Fort Recovery in this game. That unofficially is at least number three. The pitch to Flippo is powered to left center, hit pretty well. Left fielder strides toward the gap 3 or 4 steps and picks it off. Good play by Wyatt Benn as Flippo got into one for Rushi, but it's a long out. Ball hit well to left. Benn makes the play. Here is Zane Chappie swinging and fouling to the screen. Well, Flippo was given a new life on the air by the pitcher. Almost converted that second chance into a base hit. Good play by Benn in the outfield. The count, no balls and a strike, nothing and one on Chappie. Ball bouncing to the plate, 1-1 on him. Scoreboard reads two errors on Fort Recovery. We've got them for three.
Yeah, they evidently they didn't do the one on the throw down to third.
I'm guessing the ball in right center was not scored an error. That's my guess. Here's a little roller up the first baseline off the bat of Chappie, but it might have hit his shoe top.
It hit him as he's taken out of the batter's
somewhere
spot.
In the box. It caught a piece of Chappie. Yeah. So the count is a ball and two strikes, 1-2. The scoreboard reads two errors on Fort Recovery.
Well, if they didn't give them the one in the right field, they're being very generous.
Yeah, we've got a total of three clear miscues for Fort Recovery. There's a ball bouncing in front of home plate to Chappie, and it goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on him. One out for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Raiders lead the Indians 3-1. Rushi won the first game of today's doubleheader by a final score of 4-3, winning it on a Zane Chappie bases full single in the bottom of the seventh. Here he spoils a pitch and sprays it foul to the right. 2-2 on Chappie, one down for the Raiders, bottom of the fourth. Rushi scored in each frame so far. Greasy winds into action, bounces a curveball in front of home, and it's full. Greasy has walked three so far in this contest for Fort Recovery. He swings into action. Here's a fastball inside, yanked foul at the far end of the Rushi dugout at third, and it's still full. 3-2. Greasy steps back up on the bump and gets a sign from the catcher Hart. Check swing, looking it over the hitter Chappie. It caught the corner. Strike three. Boy, if it's close, you've got to cut.
You better be swinging. At least if you can't put it in play, just put the end of your bat on it, knock it down, and stand in there for another pitch.
Yep, with two strikes, you've got to.
Yeah. If that was outside, even if it was a little bit outside, you can't take that.
Got to take a hack at that one. And two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth as Greasy, the pitcher for the Fort Recovery Indians, picking up a little steam here. Cordonier looks at one up and away for a ball. He was the first strikeout victim, was Cordonier, of Greasy back in the second inning. There's a low curveball uppercut by the hitter Cordonier. It's in pretty deep left field. Ben is twisting his body around. The wind might have pushed that ball a little further back toward the fence than he thought, but he gloves it with most of his back toward the infield.
Yeah, he circled three times before he made the catch.
Good play by Ben, who snagged a couple in left field in that inning for Fort Recovery. Rushi is out in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Rushi 3, Fort Recovery 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Hey, we've been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. We're Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Kubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists are Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. A run in four innings for Fort Recovery. Ross Fissinger on the hill for Rushi. He's been solid today, and it's a ball and a strike on the first batter here in the fifth inning for Fort Recovery. It's Jackson Irvin. He whiffed at a curve on the last pitch. Here, he paced a single. A hard belt between third and short. It scooted on into left field to Monin out there for Rushi. As timing up the swing on that breaking ball was the batter Irvin for Fort Recovery. And here's Tucker Overman. Tying run at the plate for Fort Recovery, which tries to creep back into this game. Down 3-1 are the Indians in the top of the fifth. Fissinger looks at Irvin at first. High inside breaking pitch, 1-0 on Overman. Two hits in this game for the eight hitter for Fort Recovery, Irvin, the third baseman. Overman batting now. He struck out back in the third. Fissinger stretches. Here's a bunt back toward the pitcher, Fissinger. He's got it. Throws to counts. Easy out there. Sacrifice is good. Advancing on down to second base is Irvin for Fort Recovery. Sack bunt for Overman. Runner in scoring position at second for Fort Recovery's Landon Post, the shortstop. 3-1 lead for Rushi. Fort Recovery trying to cut the deficit to a run. Curveball. Ooh, it nicked the elbow of the batter Post. Didn't get out of the way of it very well. And it caught him on the sleeve. And the umpire did detect it right away, motioning take first. So Landon Post strolls on down to first base. Fissinger tried to sneak a curveball over the inside corner on the right-hand batter, and he got a piece of Post. And now Post, the tying run is at first. The new hitter steps in. It's Greasy, who lifts a foul pop behind third. And retreating into foul ground and catching is Quinter. That's a big first pitch out.
Boy, yeah, he just kind of hacked at that. Didn't get a good swing at it at all.
So Greasy out on the Pop up to third, a couple steps in foul ground. Quinter 10 feet behind the bag, made the play. And here's Pat.
Boom.
And Pat swings, and it's a boomer to deep center field. Chappie on the run for Rushi, and he gallops into right center and snags it.
Boy, what speed by Chappie there. Oh, I thought that was the triple.
Heck of a play by Zane Chappie. If that falls, it ties up the game. Very slight wind blowing in from right center. Zane Chappie made it look easy. He got on his horse, and he retired the batter for Fort Recovery, which is out here in the fourth inning. In the fifth inning. We go to the bottom of inning number five, and our score is Rushi 3, Fort Recovery 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing, East Main Street in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Two balls and a strike on the first Rushi batter here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Braden Munn in the left fielder. Wide batting stance at the plate. Greasy, the starting pitcher for Fort Recovery, deals. Here's a high hop to short. Oh, it took a big bounce on post, and he stuck his glove way up above his shoulder at the last split second, and he gloved it. Excellent play.
Yep.
Good alertness by Post, the shortstop for Fort Recovery. And then he dealt a throw on to first to get Monin.
And the ball hit the lip of the grass, and instead of staying down, it popped up. It was shoulder high when he got his glove up there to make that play.
What a wicked bounce indeed. Fine defensive effort by the shortstop Post for Fort Recovery. And there's a ball upstairs to Hayden Quinter. Monin, who was just retired, now 1 for 3 on the day for Rushi. Here's Hayden Quinter grounding to third. Nice play by the third baseman for Fort Recovery, who made a step or two off to his left. Handled by Jackson Irvin, and he fires a throw across the diamond to first baseman Daniel Patch to get Quinter. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fifth. Rushi leading 3-1. So ground balls from 6-3 and 5-3. Two straight retired by Greasy here in the fifth inning. The pitcher for Fort Recovery, who's really started to pick up steam on a roll. He's now retired 1, 2, 5, 7 in a row. Actually, 8. There was a hit by pitch in there. Yeah, really just 7, but a nice stretch of pitching here by Greasy. 7 in a row. The count, no balls and a strike on Felix Francis of Rushi. There's one very wide. Scoreboard reads 1 and 2. 3 pitches have been thrown to Francis. First 2 were strikes, then a ball. He got Rushi in order in the 4th. 2 straight retired here in the 5th. He got a sack fly and a roller to the mound to finish the 4th inning. And here is a check swing, foul tip by Francis into the mitt of the catcher, Brody Hart. And Rushi is out, 3 up, 3 down for the 2nd straight frame. 5th inning is in the books. Rushi still leads Fort Recovery. 3-1, we go to the 6th on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Rushi pitcher Ross Fissinger has scattered 5 hits in this game, all 5 over the last 3 innings. He's allowed just 1 run. Rushi in front by a 3-1 count. Fort Recovery bats here in the top of the 6th inning. Rushi won the first game of this doubleheader by a score of 4-3, tallying the decisive run in the bottom of the 7th on a bases full base hit by Zane Chappie. Fissinger even in the count, 1-1 on Patch, the first baseman for Fort Recovery. Big 6'3" right-hand batter swings on a curveball, strokes it pretty well to left. It's right to Monin's glove. He moved a step to his right, caught it chest high. Pretty well hit humpback line drive fly ball.
Yep.
1 down for Fort Recovery here in the 6th inning. And Fissinger is 5 outs away from finishing off this game for the Rushi Raiders. Fort Recovery had a big opportunity in the last inning. Here's a curveball pitch to the plate and pulled deep down the left field line. It's in the corner. Is it fair or foul? It missed the stripe to the left by about 5 or 6 feet.
Wow.
Wyatt Benn, the left fielder for Fort Recovery, turned on one, and he smoked it into the left field corner. Just foul.
I was looking at the wrong foul pole. I was looking at the field across behind it.
Fort Recovery had 2 on with 1 out in the previous inning, had the tying run aboard in the top of the 5th, but the pitcher Fissinger got 2 outs, foul ball to 3rd, deep fly to center off the bat of Cale Rammel. Zane Chappie ran it down. That was a super defensive play which kept the Raiders in the lead, but 2-3-1. We're in the top of the 6th, 1-2 count here on Ben. He golfed at a curveball, missed it. It gets away from the catcher. Schultze throws down to first belatedly. It's wild, and it's in between the first base bag And the Fort Recovery coach, good backup play by Flippo in foul territory, holding the batter runner at first. Ben struck out, but the bouncing pitch of the plate got away from Schultze, the catcher for the Raiders, and Ben is aboard. One of those tough breaks.
Well, and he had to where he had to go get the ball. The angle to throw to first base with the runner going down there was a terrible angle for him.
Yep, don't think he was going to get him anyway as the ball rolled away from him toward the Rushi dugout to his left, third base side of the diamond. Late throw to first, got away from Counts, and the runner is going for Fort Recovery. Here's the throw down. Safe. Tag was missed. Cordonier leaped high to get the throw from Schultz, the catcher for Rushi. Got the glove down in the dirt. Missed the runner by 6 inches or so. And aboard down at second base is Ben, who got on base initially thanks to a third strike wild pitch. One out, a strike on Ben. 3-1 Rushi, Fort Recovery batting. Top of the sixth, runner at second, and the batter Wendell skies one to left to Monin. Monin doesn't move very much, sticks the glove up above the bill of the cap, and picks it off for the out. Two down, and here is Hart, the batter for Fort Recovery. Brody Hart, young catcher. Out on a play from short to first, popped to second. Well, that's two innings in a row, Chuck. Fort Recovery's gotten a runner down to second with less than two outs. Here's a strike to Hart on the outside corner. Fissinger has pitched well.
Yeah, he's really picked up in the tough spots.
He's hit one batter but has not walked a soul, and that is so key. Uh-oh, he's got a pickoff. Throw to second, then a throw to third. Runner slides outside of the bag. He's nailed. No argument from Fort Recovery. Good play by Fissinger. Nice game on by the Raiders. A gamble on the bases by Fort Recovery. The lead simply too big for Ben, and he's caught. Nailed at third. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi 3, Fort Recovery 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellent while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker's been one of the most valued agencies in the area. As counts for Rushi bats in the bottom of the sixth and grounds to third. It's handled down there quite nicely by the third baseman of Fort Recovery. Good play by Jackson Irvin, and he shoots a throw across the diamond to Daniel Patch for the out. For many years now, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the region, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance needs. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Well, the new hitter for Rushi, Ross Fissinger, grounds a fairly routine ball to the second baseman Wendell for Fort Recovery, and he boots it, doesn't get in front, doesn't knock it down at all. It gets past him, and the ball trickles on out into right center field. Error for Fort Recovery, and by our tally, that's the fourth for the Indians in this game.
Yeah, the ball hit the mound and kind of veered on him, and he had to change direction. Still should have made the play.
So Fissinger on after hitting a sack fly his previous trip to the plate. Rushi up 3-1, bottom of the sixth, trying to play add-on here. Zeb Schulze is in the batter's box. Throw to first, Fissinger back.
They got a pinch runner, number one for Rushi.
I think that is Borchers for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch to Schulze. Yes, outside corner at the thighs. No balls and a strike, nothing and one. Nothing and one on the hitter Schulze for the Rushi Raiders. Vince Borchers trying to get a secondary lead, throw to first, sends him back. It's turned into a well-pitched game by both hurlers on the bump here today. Creasy for Fort Recovery, Fissinger for Rushi. Fissinger at first base here. Has to retreat after a foul ball behind home. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on the hitter Schulze for the Rushi Raiders, who have a 3-1 advantage. Ross Fissinger, three outs from a complete game victory for Rushi. He's hurled a good contest here today. Here's a breaking ball. Schulze checks and can't stop in time.
Yeah.
Pitch appeared to be a little wide. It's a swinging strikeout. And now with a runner at first and two down, we turn the lineup order for the Raiders. Here is Xavier Flippo. Three runs, six hits for Rushi. A run, five hits for Fort Recovery. On this day at Rushi High School, hits have been tough to come by. Eight combined hits in our first game. Four runs, four hits for Rushi. Three runs, four hits for Fort Recovery. Curveball by Greasy. It's a strike. Cut the plate in half. And it seemed to lock up Flippo a little bit. No balls and a strike on him. Two down for Rushi. Bottom of the sixth. Raiders lead it 3-1. Fissinger with the lead. There he goes. Pitch to Flippo. Low and away. And Fissinger's going to beat that one. Good jump. He chose the right pitch on which to steal. It was down and outside, and the catcher, Hart, had to go off balance a little bit to catch it and make the peg down to second. Fissinger is in. So it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Flippo. Base hit here could extend Rushi's lead to 3. It's a 3-1 advantage at the moment. Flippo out of the box momentarily, steps back in. Any kind of a hit through the left side will score Fissinger easily. Left fielder Ben, mighty deep for Flippo. Third baseman for Fort Recovery is about 8-9 feet off the line at third. Holding Fissinger at second is the second baseman for Fort Recovery, Wendell. Flippo back in the box now. Greasy is on the rubber for Fort Recovery. A ball, a strike, two out. Pitch to Flippo, foul to the screen, and it's 1-2. Flippo had a mighty cut at that one. Rushi is home to Fort Loramie on Thursday. We've got coverage for you on scoresbroadcast.com at 425. Fort Loramie at Rushi. Will Fort Loramie win the Shelby County Athletic League outright, or will Rushi forge a tie with a win on Thursday? That pitch to Flippo very wide, and it's two balls, two strikes, two out. Rushi with a runner at second. Rushi leading by two, 3-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Here is Greasy stretching, looking back at second, pitching to Flippo, fastball upstairs, and it goes full, 3-2. The last safe hit for Rushi came back in the third inning of this game. Rushi had a couple of hits in that frame, scored runs in the first, second, and third, and Flippo walks. He's aboard. Two on for the Raiders in the bottom of the sixth, two men out, and here's Zane Chappie. Chappie, Chuck, has got the defensive play of the game when he roamed into right center.
Oh, yeah, that was going to be a triple that cleared the bases.
Yep, that would have tied the game up. It was 3-1 at the time, and the Fort Recovery batter spanked one into deep right center with two on, and Chappie raced into the gap, picked it off. That was back in the fourth inning of this game and kept the deficit for Fort Recovery at 3-1. We got a pitching change for the Indians with two down here in Rushi's bottom of the sixth. Raiders lead at 3-1 over Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Wyatt Benn, the left fielder, 6-1 right-hander, onto the bump for Fort Recovery as head coach Kevin Eink makes a change. Benn is in, trying to make sure Rushi is halted in the bottom of the sixth inning and does not add any more to this 3-1 lead, thus giving the Indians a better shot at getting even in the top of the seventh. Benn will face the hitter for the Rushi Raiders, who is Zane Chappie. Two aboard for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Rushi in front by a 3-1 count. Benn's opening delivery downstairs for a ball to Chappie.
Yeah, Chappie needs to make sure he throws a strike before he even takes a swing.
Way low and outside. It's 2-0. Chappie has popped to third, walked, and K'd so far in this game. Here's the windup, the pitch by Benn to Chappie. Fastball pumped right down the middle. Hit to short. Bobbled by Post. He retrieves it. Throws on to Patch. Got him by a step. Big out for Fort Recovery. Rushi retired in the sixth. We go to the seventh. Rushi clings to a 3-1 lead over Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And we thank new sponsors, some fresh sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello and offer a big thanks to Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the area. Mutual Federal, a division for First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. And Spherion Staffing and Recruiting, offices from Dayton to Lima, including Sydney and St. Mary's. Spherion, it works. Go to applyohio.com. Fort Recovery hitting in the top of the seventh, down 3-1. Ross Fissinger still on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. And on the 1-1 count to the next batter, Hart for Fort Recovery, he loops it into left center. And I tell you what, Zane Chappie's going to run that one down all day.
He is one quick son of a gun.
He came in over to his right. He was motoring hard for the ball, and he snagged it waist high to retire Hart. For Fort Recovery, one down in the top of the seventh. Rushi in the lead by a 3-1 score. And Jackson Irvin, third baseman for Fort Recovery, steps in. Three runs, six hits for Rushi, a run, five hits for Fort Recovery. Fissinger winds, fires, fastball just missed outside, and it goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. On Irvin for Fort Recovery. There's a strike at the knees on the outside half. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and Francis Manufacturing, plus the Jewelry Barn. Here's a bouncing ball to third. Quinter's got it easily. Throw on to counts at first. Yep, he got him. And Fissinger is an out away from a complete game on the hill for the Rushi Raiders.
I like the fact that he lets them put the ball in play, knowing that his defense is outstanding.
He throws to contact for sure, doesn't strike out many, walks virtually no one. And no, the K's are few and far between. But the bases on balls, maybe one every six innings.
Yep, you can live with that as a coach.
Yeah. Here is Fort Loramie at the plate. There's a ball chopped to third. Quinter charging on the dead run. Throws to first, and it's a tie. As the throw did not beat the runner, good hustle down there by the Fort Recovery Indians. Well done by Tucker Overman. as the ball was rolled on about four or five bounces softly to Quinter, and he hustled in hard and just could not nip the batter runner at first base for Fort Recovery, who beat it for the Indian sixth hit. Here's Landon Post, dying run in this game at the plate, looking at a high floater, and it's 1-0. Curveball didn't sink down into the zone. Fissinger working quickly, as he has all day long. There's a curveball swung and on missed. Throw down to second base, hits the sliding runner, rolls into short center. He stays put, does Overman. Runner at second, two out for Fort Recovery here in the top of the seventh inning.
Well, you're down two runs.
Not sure why.
Tell me why you're stealing second base.
Don't know.
Okay.
Do not know. It's a ball, a strike on Post. 3-1 lead for Rushi. Curveball is cued foul off to the right. As the batter, Post, tried to serve that one into right field and got it out on the far end of the bat. 1-2, Fissinger with a strike and in this game. There's a curveball swung on by Post and belted into center field. A line drive single and one bounce to Chappie, who zips a throw into Cordonia at short, and the runner at second for Fort Recovery puts on the brakes at third. First and third for Fort Recovery with two out in the top of the seventh inning. Rushi hangs on to the 3-1 lead.
You got the tying run on first base now. You got to that is the only thing you need to worry about. Guy at third, that doesn't matter.
Fort Recovery go-ahead run at the plate in the person of Caden Greasy. Greasy started this game on the mound, pitched well. There's an outside throw by Fissinger, missed the strike zone, ball one. Up since the third inning in this game, Fissinger's given up seven hits. He scattered them, trying to wriggle out of trouble here in the top of the seventh inning. He retired the first two, Hart and Irvin, and then Overman a single, Post a single, a stolen base in between, first and third for Fort Recovery, Rushi up two. Fissinger fires, and here's a high pop down beyond the dugout to her right. Rushi's counts giving chase out of her view, can't make the play. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Scoreboard yet to ring up the second strike. If it
I thought, no, okay, it's 1-1. My bad.
Only two pitches thrown to Greasy. One ball, one strike, one of each. Runners on the corners for Fort Recovery. Rushi in the lead by a score of 3-1. Here's a big breaking curveball. Hitter leaned away. It almost caught the inside corner, just missed. 2-1. On the hitter for Fort Recovery, Caden Greasy. Runner on first goes. Here's the throw down to second. Looks like it might be in time. It is! And that's the game. Wow. Fort Recovery gambling on trying to steal that tying run down to second. And the runner was out. Good catch and tag by Cordonia of Rushi. And that ends the ball game. Rushi, three runs, six hits. Fort Recovery, a run, seven hits, and the Raiders sweep the doubleheader, 4-3 and 3-1, tallying a marker in the seventh on a base hit by Zane Chappie to win the first game and snuffing out a rally by Fort Recovery here in the seventh to close out game two, remarkably pitched by Fissinger for the Rushi Raiders, who sweep the twin bill and advance to 18-3 on the year. Fort Recovery now 10-9. Rushi Raiders, big game coming up this week on Thursday, and we'll have coverage for you of Fort Loramie at Rushi. We'll return in just a couple of minutes to close it out. Rushi triumphant twice today over Fort Recovery, 4-3 and 3-1 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And welcome back here to Rushi High School, a fine complex here on the campus of the Rushi Local School District, where the Raiders have defeated Fort Recovery twice today by scores of 4-3 and 3-1. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, Airstream in Jackson Center. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right, go Goffney. We've got you covered. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts and service. Plus Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. And SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. A few new underwriting sponsors about which we talked here today. Rotterman Insurance in Fort Loramie. We've got a passion for what we do. We protect what you value and give you peace of mind. Realty 2000 Group in
this Sydney. Is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the area. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. And Allenbaugh Insurance in Jackson Center. Count on us. We get to know you, doing business for 55 years with a handshake. And if you're hungry, think about Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. You got pork chops on Saturday night. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Chuck, well done by the Rushi Raiders. Two tightly played games, low scoring tilts. In fact, the Rushi was out hit in game number two by Fort Recovery. But Ross Fissinger was good enough. No free passes. No bases on balls. Scattered seven hits over the final five frames.
Yep.
And he gets the victory on the hill. Zane Chappie, base loaded single in the bottom of the seventh inning to win game one, 4-3. And the Raiders have been number one in the state this year in Division Four for the right reasons. Fine pitching, good defense.
Yep. And their hitting was not on par today with what they normally do. They got some great averages, but it's a Saturday. It was an early morning start for the first game. You're playing Fort Recovery. You know where you're going to be in the seedings. So, you know, tough day to get out there to play, but both pitchers, Counts and Fissinger, did a great job of not putting people on base and allowing the defense to do their job.
Rushi had 10 hits against Anna on Thursday. Just one hit last night in being blanked at Wapakoneta, 1-0. And Rushi today had 10 hits in two games, 4 in game 1, 6 in game 2. But the pitching and defense were really good. Two stellar defensive plays saved this game. The Chappie running catch in deep, deep center field with two on. He made a nice play on a bid for a shallow single in left center. And Zeb Schulze throws out.
Ended the game.
Yep, ended the game. Did the Rushi catcher. Nailed a Fort Recovery player stealing at second. Good throw, superb tag by Braylon Cordonier. And that concluded this contest. Our star of today is whom, Chuck?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with Zane Chappie because just defensively, he had the game winner in the first game, but just the defense he plays out there in center field, he covers, he looks like Mookie Betts out there.
A little bit of Dodger blue in this Rushi uniform. Zane Chappie, our star of the game, brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And we salute the Anna Market, where you buy only the highly select Chairman's Reserve meats, beef, and pork. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, Myers Tavern in Botkins, and Stephen Ted's, an HVAC plumbing and electrical expert. These Rushi sponsors today. Francis Manufacturing, thank you. Francis is new on the air with us, along with Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulze Company, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Rushi Raiders this week play at Urbana on Monday, home with Marion Local on Tuesday, home with Fort Loramie on Thursday, at Graham on Friday, and then against Indian Lake 1 week from today at Vandalia Butler High School. That's how the Raiders close out the campaign before sectional tournament play kicks in on May 15th and 17th. The tourney draw is tomorrow. The Raiders now 18-3 on the year. And Chuck, that wraps it up from here at Rushi High School.
Fun. Good baseball. Good baseball is fun to watch.
It sure is. It's very enjoyable to be a part of.
And Fort Recovery had a nice baseball team. I was impressed.
Yep. Weather cooperated here today. Rushi victorious twice, 4-3 and 3-1 over Fort Recovery in our twin bill. Gratitude to our great online listening audience. Thank you for tuning in on scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Chuck and I will return on Thursday, Fort Loramie at Rushi. That's our next broadcast here on Scores. Rushi wins twice today, advances to 18-3 on the year. See you on Thursday when we return. Jack for Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.